I want to speak about the Nakuda. Yeah, to everyone, Benson. A lot of people, most people, want to be happy. Most people want to be happy. Want to be happy. The problem is the people that, you know, they don't feel sipuk. They don't feel they're happy. They try to pretend that they're happy. That's nishtak and simcha. You see Alamo, you know, before Purim, you see it very stark. Those guys, you know, they're scared that they will not be happy in Purim. They try to organize themselves, you know, to help us to collect for a tat. You have some guys come over to you, they want to go back to the old yeshivas to go to collect for a tat, yeah? I mean, they're so nebach, they can't be happy in Purim here. They don't know how to be happy. And they're scared, you know, one day that the whole year they're waiting for is Purim. The Purim will happen, they will not be happy. They're scared, they will not be happy. So they will go back. I'll be to become happy. They want to be happy, they're trying to be happy, they're trying to make themselves happy. The Chazanish, Moshe. What was Purim by the Chazanish? After Ma'ariv, it was a circle, they danced Shoshanas Yankev, and they drank L'chaim. This was the Gantz of Purim. No one has a tzad that the Chazanish felt that he's missing out on Purim. Rabbi Yashiv, is that missing out on Purim? So the shayla is, you know, that the pshat is Rabbi Yashiv, he's missing out. It's kedai to be Rabbi Yashiv, instead of doing oyoyoyoyoyoy in the street in Purim. Yeah? He's not jealous of the people that are not doing nothing in that, because he's happy. Well, maybe a little bit to explain the nekuda now. I think it's negat to everyone to know. And like as Adam, he explains, he brings down a moshe. Says like this, but, you know, moshe. I'll say maybe first the moshe. Says given varsha beganovim. What was the varsha beganovim? It would come with an offer. It would come to you with an offer. What was the offer? Here we have £100,000. It's not real. It's fake. But it's done so well that you take this £100,000. To the bank will take it from you. Take it to the police, and we want to sell you this £100,000 for £10,000. You make £90,000. The guy says, but you're giving me fake money. But listen, you're right, you're paying £10,000, you're getting £100,000. It's fake, but it's so good. Any bank, you'll go, tell the guy, listen, here's the bunch. Take out from where you want money, go to the bank, change it. If you see that it goes, tell them that someone told you that you think it's fake and you're not sure and you want the bank to check it. Tell the police you want them to check it. But if they say it's good, so you go for the deal. So the guy goes to the bank and tell him it's real. He says it's not. He tells him, listen, I know it's not. The bank checks it. The manager, the top bank, he says it's real money. They go to the police. It's real money. Comes back to the guy. Okay, so what's the problem if it's fake or not? If it's exactly like the real. So he gives him $10,000 and they give him the $100,000. While I said the bank doesn't chab, because it's real money, stacking real money, not fake. If it's real money, so what the varsha beganovim are gaining? They gave someone £100,000, and he paid £10,000. The answer is the guy carries on walking, and after 10 minutes, someone stops him, and is dressed up like a policeman. He tells him, "You have fake money, you're arrested." The guy says, "It's real." The guy goes, it's for sure fake. Come, you're going to jail. Says, no, you know, my mishpocha, I have kids, you know, just take it, you know, take it, I'm throwing it here, it's not on me, I forgot. And the police guy says, you know what, I'll forgive you. Remember, next time I chap you, you're in jail. And the guy says, you know, to sit in jail, no, £10,000, forget about £10,000, my life is instead of it. Now, Bemis, the guy had to start, 1 second, Mechtes, the police guy came, 1 second, what is going on here? Who said he's a policeman? Show me your papers. The guy doesn't show no papers. I'm, you know, FBI, face how you call it. The guy just say, it's real. I want to take me to court. I will win in court. I know it's real. Come take me to the bank. Why the guy doesn't say that? Because he knows it's fake. He thinks it's fake. So he doesn't believe in himself that he'll manage to fight. If the police came, better to get rid of it. If he would really believe in himself and he would know that it's real money, he would say, no problem. So the Varsha Ganovim, Geboit of them, that we made understand the guy. The guy pretends that he's a police. He doesn't come even with the clothes of the police. He says, I'm a policeman. So normally, if they would give him real money, the guy would fight. That's right. The guy doesn't have to come, no guns gone. He says, I'm the police. I want to arrest you. The guy feels that he deserves to be arrested, and he throws away the money right away. But a person decides in life to be very sharp. I will learn shtark. The Olam Hazeh doesn't make a difference. Chaverim doesn't make a difference. I really believe in Emes, I'll be a shtark in Bachar. I don't mind what the Olam say, what the Olam think. I mamish don't mind. And he really decides to do it. He spends £10,000. He gives the achlote. Then the Yitzhar comes over to him, you know, you're missing out. If you don't do this, if you don't speak, you make a joke, they don't think you're a tummy. If you don't battle tzach, you're not a friend. If you don't do this, you'll not be that. He's not sure enough inside himself. So he gives up. I can't. I have to shmooze. I'll not shmooze, I will lose. He decided, but he's not 100%. The achlota is not, how the Chazanish calls it, achlota mirtzis v'chazok. So I want a little bit to explain how you come to this real simcha inside. I will explain. I heard two ma'asim this week, one I saw, one I heard. One ma'asim I heard said, I choshev yid, Reb Zundul Koiza. I choshev yid. That's what I heard. I'm saying, the story for sure could be true. From when he was 8 years old, he never missed the sikkim. He's over 80 now, never missed the sikkim. Recently, he went to daven with his einiko, and on the way he tripped, he fell on the floor. He got some cuts, started to bleed. They picked him up, they fixed him up. Okay, so his enikel tells him, Zayde, it's noch Zeit. If we run, we could chab the vasikim yet. Tells him, ich leif nicht da rein zu Shachris. I don't run into a davening. I don't run into a davening. All of his life, from 8 years old, he never missed a vasikim. But to chab around into a davening, what we do every morning anyways. Another ma'aseh I saw this week. I was at the bris yesterday morning. The sandik was Reb Meir Soloveitchik. The son of the Biskarov. He had Reb Bel, lifter. He had Reb David, his living. He has Reb Meir. The before was also lifter. Reb Meir. The moyel was Reb Arya Shechter. Choshev Yid, tzaddik. So, you know, Reb Meir Soloveitchik is not very tall. More on the short side. So they gave him sandikos. So they have these nice chairs for the sandik. So he sat on the chair, but his legs, you know, didn't reach the bottom. So, you know, it's not so solid for the baby. So the moel, Choshevid Rebar Yeshechter, takes a chair, gives him, you know, he put a chair, so it fits. So the male pushes away, so he tries to push the chair again, and, you know, he can't do it with smina, the feet are just, you know, the kid will slip down. The male. So they asked the man, well, what is your problem? Said, well, to put my feet on someone else's chair? Well, they let them put the chairs on the feet on the chair? So he took out, someone took out his handkerchief and said, they put it, you know, like a little, so he put his foot right away on the chair. A person is going around. He's 80 years old, 90 years old. And a whole life. He ran from the war. And a whole life. He doesn't have a big yeshiva like his brothers. What he's busy with? He will not put a feet on someone else's chair. I don't have permission. I'm a ganav. There's a whole argument there. It's a sky. If it cleans, I'm not going out. No, they don't know what if he's right. I can't shine right now. Which I want to explain. These people, they don't need the street to make them happy. He davens every day vasikim. We try, we're not real. We try to make ourselves happy. So how people make themselves happy? You know, you will finish Megillah before Purim and be happy. He starts to learn. You know, in Purim, the day of the Siyum, someone makes him angry, even in that day he has an argument with his parents because they didn't do the Siyum the way he wanted. He didn't let him spend, you know, X amount of money. So even that, the ganze zach shen bottom of vutu. Trying to go somewhere with Shabbos, he's planning it in ganzen, then he has an argument with a guy that, finish. The whole plan is to be gishmak. Not living real. A person that manages, and I'm telling you a secret for life, Chazal, they say over there, Tichav Savok, he's down the marshal. These people were going in a boat. Big seichim. One had 100 barrels of wine. One had 100, you know, pieces of gold. One was a Talmid Chacham sitting with a sefer. And they asked him, you know, where's your schayre? You know, everyone had, he had diamonds, he had pearls, he had wine, he had, where's your schayre? My sefer. I'm laughing at him. In the middle of the way, they, you know, the parrots, the Shayde de Yam, I don't know how you call them exactly. They came, they chap the Sfina, they took everything, all the people, and they put them for sale, you know, maybe Amol. And you know, the people came and Yidden saw Yidden, and then they saw this person, they spoke a little bit in learning, they saw a good big Talmud Chacham. They came, they took him to become a Rav. So he helped that they would take away Pin Shvuy for all the people, and he told them, you see, my schoyra no one could steal. Your schoyra someone could steal. My schoyra no one could take away from me. Person has to know. All of us, you know, myself, but the Derech Klal, want to be happy. It's the only thing that people want today. To be happy, to feel, succeed. Everything else is a bluff. And this is what people do. People want to be happy in Purim. For 3 weeks, they organize how they'll dress up and what. Not because they really want, they're trying to be happy. They're trying to be happy, Nebuch. You see, they're not happy. See, the more they jump, you see how not happy is the guy. Chazanish, one time for Shoshana Siyankov, he was happy. Rabbi Yashiv doesn't go to Chasnas and grandkids if it's out of Yerushalayim. I think he struggles, he's missing a wedding. You know, people come from the end of the world to fly for a wedding of an enikol, a half an enikol, yeah? So I don't blame these people. I'm not saying somehow maybe I'll do it also, yeah? Rabbi Yashiv is not missing. Not like not learning is important, I'm missing. He's not missing. He's full. The secret is, the emes is secret. It's not easy to hear it, but this is the emes. If a person teaches himself to fill himself with real stuff, he's not missing nothing around. Nothing. Kol's man, he doesn't fill himself with real stuff, he's missing. When he fills himself with real stuff, he's not missing. This Reb Meir Soloveitchik. He goes around, he's not a gazlan. He has himself. He has himself for himself. He's full. He's full. I'll tell you a mice I had. I think I learned in Yeshiva Amol. He moved to Flatbush. He's a man, then he went to work, became a very chashuv lawyer. So he took on himself a mitzvah chesed. What is the mitzvah chesed he took on himself? Mamish, half an hour ago, I met one of the guys that helps him. So he came, he sent me a regards. I remember the guy in Zemaise. So he took on himself the chesed. You know, Lakewood, a lot of people do chesed. Shalayim, a lot of people do chesed. But in Flatbush, a lot of people that are sitting and learning. Most of the city doesn't sit and learn, but there's a lot of people. But no one takes care of them. You know, the Nebuchs are in Lakewood. Flatbush, and these people, you know, everyone has to live, get pushed up. And these people don't have a penny. Mamash, they don't have nothing. So he helps them. Before Pesach and before Sukkot, there are over 300 families. He gives them, but you know, these people, you can't give them never the gezachim, you know, it's a pasnish though. People there will starve, but they will not, the niskak lezulose. And these people are mamash sitting and learning. So he gets them the best shops. The mamash of suits, shoes, coats, the mishpocha for the wife. Mamash, the real stuff. Most expensive stores. And he makes a deal that, you know, he gives these people, the husbands, that kind of papers that they could go in and they could buy the best things what they need. And they just mark down that they bought, he pays. So they don't have to feel nebach, they're going, you know, to have some mechira, you know, near the buses, they sell chicken or meat, you know. A normal, the coveting, they go into a normal store, they buy normally. He has letters from friends of his that no one knows that it's him. You know, well, 15 years he never bought clothes for his wife. First time after 15 years they bought new clothes. He calls me up 6 months ago. His sister-in-law is getting married. So his wife decided she wants this, you know, new zachen that she needs. I'm saying, what? She didn't do some zachen for the chasana. These things cost almost $5,000, what you want. No, he couldn't afford it. So he's working, he has a job, you know, he has a lot of chiyuvim. The chasna is costing him with all the special things that you want. No, she already ordered it, but they made a chesh, but it's not in the budget. They can't spend $5,000 for that. So they canceled. I said, so why are you calling me? You want me to support you? And I also don't have money. You know, the matzah is read to everyone. So I said, no, I'll tell you why. I called up to cancel. So the guy from the store tells me, his name is Beryl, his first name. Beryl Helzachai, he says. Every year, twice a year, you order by me 300 from that kind of things. Sukkahs, 300 space. Your wife ordered, I heard she canceled, you can't afford it. I'm giving you a present, you know, business-wise. You're a good customer. You're right, I give it cheap for you, we do it for tzedakah. It's not going away from tzedakah. We have the price, we fix it up. I give you lamazagim, I only make 2% profit on every item instead of what I make normally, 20%. This is our deal, and our tzedakah, and you do it. I'm happy to do the tzedakahs with you. Your wife ordered, I'm happy as a customer. You know, the ma'aseh, you make me a retail of money, a couple million dollars every time. So, I'm giving a present to your wife. So I said, so what do you want from me now? Says, my wife told me, we told her, the ma'aseh said, this mitzvah no one in the world knows that we do. So the whole schar is for Ilam Haba. Now, if we get this present from him, we will learn it from the mitzvah in Ilam Haba. We're scared to lose from the Ilam Haba. So we want to know if to take the offer or not to take the offer. Not speaking of, you know, unnebuchadnezzar like people that live in these kind of areas here, yeah? So we have normal mansion. So I told him, listen, I'll tell you the truth. I don't know if I would be Omer in such an Yisrael. I'm still going to take it already ages ago. Abel, first, thank you that I have such a Talmud like you. And if you're holding in that, don't take it. Kol HaKavod. If you could ask such a Shaila, you're in a Madrega not to take it. I got a phone call after 2 days from him. Because you have to hear what happened. You know, he sends his son to a school. There's two, there's a Cheder, there's another one, I think it's Tashma. I don't remember the name. So because he's a balabat, so he has to buy, they have raffles, you know, you have to buy. You know, for parents, if you want your kids to be treated right in the cheder, you have to buy the raffles of the cheder. So he bought a raffle, and he got a phone call yesterday night that his wife won in that store to buy for $5,000. What I was thinking to myself, these people, they did a mitzvah. So some people have such an organization, they go around, wow, I have an organization. You know, he runs with a car that it says in every side of the organization. He has a briefcase that it says in 5 sides. You know, he puts like a light on himself on his motorcycle. You know, everyone knows he's a macher. He's gibaldic. He's all excited. These people are much more excited from all the people that everyone knows about them. They're doing a mitzvah, and they're doing l'shem shamayim, and they don't let nothing for Elam Hazeh to let them. Who can forget from us, you know, we try to run something, one day he'll pay me back, yeah? I want, you know, I'm taking care. He'll help me in life somewhere. He's doing a mitzvah, he wants, oi, someone's going to take from the Olam Haba, he doesn't want to be nene. And Hashem gives them back to feel such a good feeling. Believe me, these people, they don't need $5,000. But they were so happy that Hashem showed them, you are rotzui. You know, I felt like they were holding gold in their hand. For the same phone call that I would get from them, I won $20 million. I managed to make $20 million. This is the way he sounded when both of them got this $5,000. Even less than $5,000. Exactly. I'm not saying the detail. It was not like Be'erich. It was like, she won that thing. With you. This is Be'etzim, the real. If a person works on himself to have the real stuff, he becomes the most happiest person in the world. It can't start from nowhere. But say, yeah, no, I also want to be real. Hopefully one day it will catch me. It doesn't catch. If you don't start to work on it to be a real person, it doesn't happen. So a person will ask, okay, it's everything what you're saying is very good. Follow from us, give us the recipe. I'm here to do. It's hard to give. Right, to give exactly the way how to do it. But I'll give an example. Mashal, some person takes on himself davening. He doesn't run into davening. No. I know it's very hard. It's not l'maisa de kimat for b'yeshiva bachur. But even one tefillah. He wins himself. he takes on himself, I don't want to be a Baal Shakrim. I want, it's different midas that a person takes on himself. And he starts to win. He's doing it because it's the right thing to do, not because people will know. Not because people will know. It doesn't make a difference what it is. He feels that he's very bad and gezel and using someone else's stuff. He decides, I will be strong. And he starts to win with himself. He doesn't need no one to know it. But he's strong about it. He has a huge hanor. A huge hanor that he's doing the right stuff. A tremendous hanor. Tremendous hanor. I did the right stuff. The person doesn't realize. The real hanor is not fake. What people see is good. It gives chizuk. It's not a real hanor. I'll tell you, Baruch Hashem, or maybe Laila, but for sure Baruch Hashem. I know a lot of people from all different kinds. Midon v'ad Be'er Sheva, Mehoidu v'ad Kush. Yeah? Meshlem HaMelech said it before me. The people that have the most and the people that have the less. When I hear the tzores, it's exactly the same. I never heard one person happier from the other. And I'm telling you this. Aside from choshev bochim, aside from shvachim bochim, aside from rich, from poor, smart, stupid. I don't know what else I'm scared to say, yeah? Black, white, chassidish, litvish, no mishane. The same. There's people that are happy because they're happy. And the people that are not happy are not happy. The people that work on themselves are better. You're not happier. You think it looks givaldic there. Met someone when I was walking in here. You know, things worked out for him so well. Everyone was jealous of him. Amish and I can't, I know what to say. Man, he's not here anymore. He just came for a couple of days. Everyone was jealous of him. Everyone. I can't explain to you. Everyone was jealous of him. He spoke to me for 20 minutes. I never heard someone passing such a Gehenna in this world. Such a Gehenna in this world. A person has to work on himself. Don't wait. I say when you're young, you're strong. It takes a little bit of avoda. Maybe you have to speak private, everyone to find. You find the nekuda, you start to build yourself up. No one could take it away. You're really happy. Covet is something that you cannot be happy for. Chazal say, Yesh lamana roitza masai. And it goes on everything. You have a cover, yeah. You will build yourself a beautiful house. You think you're happy. You know, a person has a lot of money, makes his fanciest house in America. Fanciest. He spent $2 million. Mamish, people are standing there. He's so happy, yeah. The other day, here's the matter. The other guy made something from ice, a chuppah from ice. Finish. Ugh. He didn't enjoy it. Finish. He's not enjoying it. And normally, he hears about it before his wedding, yeah. Because everyone knows what it's going to be. So he's not enjoying it. Person has covered. Someone comes spoiled and someone says a bad word to him. How Haman says, because the anger shoveling. The Haman ain't Mordechai takes away the whole Gishmak. When you build your Gishmak from outside, Sigolnisht. You make a whole plan how you'll be Purim. Then the guys that you decide to go on the car together with them Purim, they cancel out you in the last minute. Now you're stuck without a Purim. A real person doesn't need, he's happy, he's a Purim, he's happy. I'm saying, I know it's Avoida, but this is the site. This is the site. And I'm not speaking only Klapi Ruchmias, even Klapi Gashmias. A person that would do that goes over life, he's happy, he's good. He's happy. There's no difference for him, no difference for him. But you have to mashish it. Start to take him to work on yourself. Start. Because it works on the Shabbos. It's machmir to have a Suda Shabbos, but Elika Shabbos. Then I get to know him. He's not Mevatar on Elika Shabbos. He's full. He's so happy. That is a show where I see at the Dishmaya.